Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Francis, your host of Wise Women on Progressive Radio Voices. And we're very excited today to have a guest that we've had on before. Once again, I want to give wonderful kudos to Serpens, S-E-R-P-E-N-S, our wonderful theme music by John Spoon and his partner, David Fulford. So we encourage you again to listen to them on YouTube and buy their music, because this is a one. And again, the visual on this is extraordinary. So I highly recommend that you take a look at Serpens' wonderful music here. So with that, I'd like to introduce once again Michelle Phillips, who has been on my show before. She has some wonderful new information to bring forward to us. And so with that, Michelle, welcome.
Thank you, Kathleen. It's great to be here again with you. I always love being on your show and sharing light consciousness. It's always so inspiring.
Well, that is the purpose of Wise Women.
Right, and we really need that right now to lift each other up.
It's so true.
With what's going on in the world. And
yes. Yeah. Before the show, Michelle and I were talking about the devastation at Maui, and she shared that, you know, with friends that she knows, that it's much worse than we've ever seen on TV. And
you know, I lived in Hawaii, raised my kids there. My daughter still lives on the Big Island. And
yes. Yeah. So you have a real direct experience.
I do have. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, share a little bit with what you were saying about the, you know, the situation there, and hopefully.
Well, the higher picture of it, you know, that's where I like to stay. And you know me, I'm not airy fairy. I'm very grounded.
Very grounded.
Of course, a lot of people think I'm airy fairy, but. So the larger picture of it is Maui, like many places, you know, had become pretty greedy. You know, I mean, it's just all over the world right now. I mean, you know, in Sedona, it's like that. It is.
Mm-hmm.
And with what happened, it really brought people back to what's important in life.
Mm-hmm.
And although the monetary, you know, in our world is really important, what's more important is family and love and each other. And as all of this went down and people lost so much, lost everything, the gratitude was that they didn't lose their loved ones. I mean, so many people did.
Yes.
But those that didn't, I mean, just so grateful, you know, what's important in life. And Hawaii, I mean, I've lived in Hawaii for years. The heart of Hawaii with the aloha, the love, is just incredible. And even my experience, because I go back there often, is you don't experience that there so much any longer. What you experience is big corporate and money. And it's just, even on the Big Island, you know, where my daughter lives, she said I wouldn't recognize it. And I, you know, was there last year.
So, oh, my goodness.
So much money has gone in there. So on Maui, I mean, with all of this devastation, it just really opened the heart of Maui up again.
Wow.
Of what's important and what isn't. And they were showing me Lahaina. There's actually a portal that was there, and that's opening up again, just this amazing portal of light from Hawaii, really the culture of Hawaii. And with that, it's the grid system of it. It's going to expand into the grids of the other islands.
Mm.
So this huge healing is taking place from it, and it's taking place from the consciousness of the people.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Moving back into what's important. And as many of you know, I mean, they're saying they will not accept money from big corporations and all that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I really haven't been watching the news.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do a news fast.
I understand.
I haven't been watching television, which, you know, is sort of not like me.
I don't watch the news much either. I watch it enough to kind of know what's going on, but no, I don't want to be drawn into all the negativity of it and the dishonesty of it.
Right.
All of that.
Right.
I just want to stay in the higher picture. You know, I believe, you know, like the creator says, this is a lifetime we've agreed to come full circle. So anything we're going through individually and collectively, we've been through before. Because they're showing me like we're in the end times. We're in the end times of Atlantis again, you know, of Lemuria, of all these civilizations. And like in our own life, I mean, you and I both have worked on ourselves for
years.
Yes,
we have.
And then the pattern comes up again, and we'll feel like, God, I already worked on that.
I know, it's like.
But it's like the core or the roots of it. So they're showing me what's going on in the world. There's a collective energy of that also, karma. You know, so collectively, we're in the last times of Atlantis again. Only now the outcome gets to be different.
Oh, I sure hope so.
I know. I mean, my heart and soul, spirit shows me that. You know, shares it with me, tells me that. And I really believe that. You know, I don't know if it will be in my time here, but I do believe that it's going to happen. I mean, look at these amazing children coming to the world right now that are so, so conscious. And I feel like, you know, like in politically, you know, all of the old guys or whatever, they're dying off. I mean, there's a whole new generation that's awakening here. And it's interesting today, you know, when I was out and about, I'm looking at all these amazing younger people. They're incredible. It's a totally different lifestyle generation than what we were raised in.
It's so true.
And of course, some of them, I mean, with media, you know, are like sheep, but others, boy, they really have their own mind of what's important and what isn't.
Yeah, some of these young people that I do catch from time to time, they have such an ability. They're so articulate.
Amazing.
And, you know, and informed, you know, so it's very, you know, inspiring to see. So, we know that it's a, you know, the birthing pains.
Yes.
I mean, we're going through some serious.
And that's what spirit says. We're in a death, absolutely karmic death, and a rebirth at the same time. And either one of them can be a little painful or challenging.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. But now just to, you know, bring our listeners up a little bit about who you are and your work, because not everybody's listen to the podcast we've had before. Do you want to share a little bit about your work itself? And for me, you know, I've seen you go through so many health challenges and so on and come out the other side. And you and I have had those conversations that a lot of times people who are in your profession will have these challenges health-wise or in your life because that's becomes part of your work.
Oh, it certainly has mine. I mean, everything I've gone through in life, you know, then I come out the other side and I have the tools to assist other people through it.
Right.
It's been a gift, but I also think as a healer or whatever we want to call ourselves, and working with so many people, it's really easy to pick up other people's energies and take it in also.
Yeah,
and everything's collective, and many times we don't know that it's not our stuff, that it's other people's energies. So it's really important after working with others that you clear your systems out.
Oh.
And I can't say, like, if I'm on a tour, I can't say that I always have done that, but I, after this last round, I sure am very conscious of it. So those of you that don't know me, I call Jesus my main man, not through a church or religion. He's just always been with me, and he's taught me my work from a young age. You know, he was always hanging out around me. And from a young age, I always knew that God was my real mommy and daddy. I used to lay in bed at night and cry like, mommy, daddy, let me come home. And I felt like I was being punished because I had to be down here for some reason.
You know? Yes, we know.
And so he, Jesus, Jeshua, Sananda, whatever you want to call him, would just guide me step by step. Go here, do this, whatever.
Yeah.
And actually on the way here today, I was thinking about the journey I've had with him that has been incredible. As really my mentor, and I call him my main man. So he would guide me, do this, go here, do that, you know. And years ago, he guided me to a holistic health college. And I didn't want to go. I was going through a dark night of the soul, like many people are going through
right
now. At the time, I thought I didn't know that's what it was, you know, but as I moved out of it, so he wanted me to go there, and I didn't even know what holistic health meant. That's been like 35 years ago or so. And he said, go enroll. I said, I don't have any money. You know, I was going through a breakdown or breakthrough. Yeah. He said, go enroll. And I had written my mother a letter, I think the year before, and divorced her. Because I said, anyone in my
life. You divorced your mother.
I did. Anyone in my life that I've had, you know, these issues with, I can no longer have in my life anymore.
Yeah. I'm about to divorce some people myself.
Yeah. So then I went and enrolled the Holistic Health College, like he was suggesting strongly that I do. And then my brother, I talked to my brother and said I'd enrolled. And he called my mother and she offered to pay my way.
So much for that divorce.
I mean, just coming full circle, the healing that takes place. And I think I've told you the story of after my son left, you know, 5 years ago. And he's also one of my main men that works with me right now. Amazing.
Yeah, her son passed away from...
He was given an antibiotic that he was allergic to.
Yeah. Thank you, medical community.
And yet the other side of it, I also knew that it was his time to leave because he's such an amazing healer that works with me. So after he passed, and, you know, I do spiritual work. I work with others that have lost loved ones and children. But when it's your own, it's a totally different ballgame.
I know.
So when he left, I didn't know if I was going to get through it.
I know.
And my mother is the one that showed up from the spirit world, and my aunt was behind her. So one morning I really thought I was leaving. I was in Sweden working, and I left a note for whoever was going to find me there.
Yeah. You
know? Oh yeah, I thought I was leaving, and I said, contact my brother, you know, California, whatever. So I'm like halfway there, wake up, and my mother is in the room with me, and she goes in her ball busting, you know, controlling way, Michelle, this is your mother. Listen to me. And I'm like, oh God, if things aren't bad enough, now my mother's here. But she said, if you leave, your daughters and sisters will not be able to get through this.
Hmm.
And she kept me in my body. You know, her energy was with me. And I kept feeling like I want to be in my energy, you know, because our energies were so different.
Mm.
And then the last workshop I did when we were in the mother DNA system,
yeah.
I could feel her leave. So she stayed with me to keep me in my body.
Wow.
And then she just kept, she was with me, talking to me, you know, for months. And I woke up one morning and just felt like, oh my God, my mother's my hero.
Oh.
So it's never too late to heal with loved ones.
Oh, now said, that's important for so many, so many people to hear in our listening audience, because, you know, I mean, it would be lovely if all families were loving and everybody got along and everybody was, you know, all gung-ho for each other, but we know that's not the case.
Well, she said she didn't know who I was when she was on the earth plane, you know, because we had all this karmic stuff we were clearing out with each other. But as soon as she shifted, and I was there when she passed because I really wanted to be with her because she was so afraid. And she was more in the spirit world, but I'm in there one night. And I said, Mom, do you need anything? And, you know, she's almost gone. And she turns her head to me, looks at me, and her eyes opened, soul to soul eye contact. And she said, just you, sweetheart. And I really mean it. I went, oh, my God, on her deathbed.
On her deathbed. Finally.
But she was in the higher dimensions. Anyway, I work with a lot of people, you know, that have lost loved ones. And the loved ones will come through and really heal it with them from the other side.
Wow.
And, you know, if possible, it's important to do that so that we don't come back again with someone and go through all of whatever wasn't complete in this lifetime.
Yes, right.
Yeah, it's such a gift now.
Yeah. My goodness.
That we can open up to so many dimensions.
Yeah.
And what I feel in our life right now and what's been going on in the earth, you know, God's the planet, so much duality here.
Oh, gosh.
And we're really shifting into higher vibrations of ourselves, although it doesn't feel like it because of the duality.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been living collectively in all this karmic energy. And now as we're moving into higher vibrations of ourself, the rebirth we're speaking of,
right,
we're connecting more energetically into the higher essence of who we are. Hmm. And in that higher essence, oh my God, there's so many gifts that want to wake up in us. It's incredible. That are just waiting.
Now you mean on an individual, like each person, that there
absolutely.
There are aspects of ourselves that...
In the higher dimensions, absolutely.
Oh.
You know, years ago, I channeled this, a being called White Lily, this Native American, and mm-hmm. Jesus brought her to me anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was channeling her, doing classes and workshops. And then he said he wanted me to integrate with her because he wanted me to be able to reach a larger audience. So we did that because this was, I don't know, 90s or whatever, when people were still a little sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
And then later I realized I was channeling myself. I was channeling a higher aspect of myself, and that's how I could integrate with her. So there are many, so we're multidimensional beings. Mm. So we have so many aspects of ourselves in the higher dimensions that really want to integrate with us.
Wow. Well, you know, you were right there with me when I had pneumonia and
absolutely.
Left. Yeah. And you were the one that told me that a higher dimension of myself had come in. And, you know, we've not ever gone into depth about that. But, you know, I'm feeling a push to do certain things. So you're saying, you know, these gifts are coming in.
They're waking up. Yeah. So when you went through that, you know, you were in the spirit world. I mean, of course, you were still in your body, but more in the spirit world. And you were given the choice if you want to leave or stay. And you decided to stay. So when that happened, a rebirth, so like what people are calling walk-ins, but it's not another soul. It's a higher aspect of us that integrates and comes in with a higher purpose. So when you were up there and looking down at our world, our earth, and you could see maybe how screwed up it might look.
Yeah.
And you decided with spirit that you still had something to contribute down here. So you agreed to come back down to stay in the body. But when you did, you came into a higher vibration of yourself.
Mm.
And that's why you're shifting so much right now, you know, really wanting to do the work that you're doing, really being the spiritual teacher that you are, doing workshops. I mean, you have so much knowledge and wisdom. So that higher aspect of you came in and is kind of, it seems like it's pushing you forward.
It does feel like it's
pushing. But it's just waking you up into higher consciousness of who you are. And from that, with spirit, you have the desire to really go forward and do more.
Mm-hmm. And
service.
You think that if I step into that, that I will be supported with.
Absolutely, you will. Absolutely.
Yeah. Because, you know, just like I did, you know, the anti-aging projects with Gary Null and, you know, and even before Gary, I worked with this other sannyasin from who I had met through my passages in India.
Right. Yeah.
And he had a rejuvenation process that he had learned from a yogi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the yogis, so anyway, and then I had the transmission. I know it sounds crazy, but I feel like that it is what I'm supposed to do.
It is. You integrated with the higher aspect of yourself. Like when I was channeling White Lily, you know, then integrated. And so it's the same with you. You're really being guided into the next step of your soul's awakening here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because we get so stuck in our old patterns, you know?
I know,
and it's like wearing old clothes. Oh, they feel so good, you know,
to
let go of them.
Yeah.
But the more we clear out who we're not, the more room we have to really awaken and integrate with a higher consciousness.
Now, what you said is so important. When we let go of who we're not.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, because that's what's difficult.
Yeah,
it does hang out with you. Now, in your work, Michelle does workshops and she does individual sessions. And so when you're doing your work, it's hard to ask. I mean, I've had sessions with you, so I know what it's like, but
I'm just a conduit. I mean, I'm the spokesperson, but it's spirit that's coming through and really assisting others. So like in a private session, when I say with spirit, and my son Frank works with me now, just read the body, you know, what's stuck there, all this karmic emotion or whatever, and agreements and patterns. So they will go in and just start pulling this out of the whole energy body, because spirit has shown me the energy body, the etheric body, actually has a collective DNA system.
Oh, there it is on the book cover. Yeah, that's what that means.
Yeah. So beautiful. We're always, always, always matching and merging with our environment. So when we work with people, I mean, people are stuck in what they came into this lifetime with their parents, the patterns, and they can't seem to move out of them because it's collective also. So whatever is going on inside of us, and it's going on around us, we're going to pick it up. It's mirroring our patterns.
Yeah.
So what spirit does, then they go in and just start clearing the whole etheric body out, energy out. From the etheric body, from your chakras, your tissues, your organs, your DNA. And then now with my son working with me, he and his beloved in spirit, her name's Lyrica, they really go into the heart and now the center of the soul where all that karmic energy is, into the Akashic records. And they start opening the records up and just start pulling it out, clearing it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing because it clears it out. And some of them are so ancient, you know, that they can't even be read here any longer. But I'm watching as they're clearing it and pulling it out of people. And I see all this like old dust come out of people, which is like old energy, you know, that's been dormant there.
Yes.
But what the creator talks about, frozen energy, frozen emotions. Yeah. So that's what they do first, clear us all out. And then we'll take you into other lifetimes that have major patterns connected to this one. And it's not to say, oh, I've been the Queen of England or whatever. It's like, where's the pattern?
Yeah.
You know, why did you come back into this lifetime to relive it? Because it wasn't complete back there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So then they go in, clear that out. And I believe everything's by agreement. If we've agreed to go through it, we can agree to clear it out. And then they do soul retrieval and bring the aspect of us that we're stuck there back into us now. Absolutely changes people's lives. And people will say to me, oh my God, but that's what's going on now. It's the same, the same pattern that we're clearing out.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know we're kind of making reference to certain things. Some of the new listeners might not know that you've written these beautiful books. I'm looking at The Creator Heals, 5 DNA Activators that cover the covers of your books are absolutely stunning.
And the covers came from Spirit. They were showing me exactly what they wanted on the cover. And then Mark Gillette, my graphic artist, oh, he's just amazing. He tunes in and he really gets it.
Yeah.
And so easy to work with.
Yeah. So mention the 5 books, 6 books, 7 books?
5, yeah.
10 books?
No, 5. And someone said to me, oh, I could hardly wait till your next book. I said, you're going to be waiting a while because I'm not doing another one.
Well, but I read and reread and reread your books.
Yeah. And a friend called me and read something to me and she goes, it was profound. She goes, do you know whose book that's from? And I go, was that from one of mine? She said, yes. I thought, oh, I need to read that again. So as we shift consciousness and you read it, you understand it.
Yes.
From a different
perspective. It's true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, because sometimes you can read, you know, I mean, I read things and, you know, I have a friend who has 2,500 books.
Yeah.
He keeps sticking these books on, you know, I start to read and I go, I don't think I even know what I really read just now.
Uh-huh.
I have to read that a few times, you know, because it is true, you know, depending.
Okay. But Spirit wants me to share the gift thing again.
Oh, okay.
Because people really need to know that there's so much inside of them that's just waiting to blossom and open up. So I don't mean to talk about myself a lot.
No,
but
no,
that's
work
and everything.
Do it.
So I'm dyslexic. You know, as a child, I always felt like I was stupid. My mother thought I was stupid, you know, because it was so hard to learn. So I don't read much. And here I've done 5 books.
That's why I know. I know you channeled them.
I know. I have channeled them, absolutely. But when I was in India in 2004, I went through a near death.
Mm-hmm.
And like you, I came back in a higher frequency. When I got back to America, I just started channeling. I started automatic writing this, the book, The Creator Speaks.
Oh.
So the first day I'm like, cause I'm a channel. I knew it was the source or God creation, but I didn't know what I was writing. And after the first day I read it and I went, oh my God, because the information, as you know, is such a high level.
Yeah.
And when it came through, it was kind of beyond its time, but it's definitely a DNA activator.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would sit down every day and write more. The creator would bring it through.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, a gift. Here I'm dyslexic, don't even read much, and I've done 5 books. So there's so many gifts inside of us that are just waiting to wake up. And they do that by shifting our energy, our consciousness.
Yes, again, everything is energy.
It is. Releasing, again, getting rid of who we're not.
Who we're not, that's
really
right.
And really being humble enough to do it.
Oh, I know,
people's egos, you know. Really get stuck. Yeah, they do.
It's true.
It is.
You know.
And just surrendering, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and as you do, because I always say, I mean, Spirit says to me, we can't do this down here without you, and you can't do it without us. We're all on the same team. And now on the earth, you know, it seems like there's so much darkness and all this, which there is, but it's because there's so much light.
Mm.
You know, I mean, so many people are waking up spiritually.
Mm.
I mean, God, on the internet, books. I mean, you can find a book about anything you, and then what you don't know. I mean, there's just so much awakening that's happening. So the light is huge right now. And anytime you have that kind of light, it's going to activate the shadow individually and collectively. And that's what you see going on in the world.
Yeah.
But if we end up, plugging into all of the shadow stuff, the fear that's being projected, we're giving it our energy, we're feeding it, we're making it stronger. Where our agreement now with our team is to ascend beyond it and to really hold that light for each other to move and into the higher pictures. And as we do, we're moving out of all of that old karmic fear-based energy control.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I know I'm talking a lot, but
Well, what we haven't even shared is, please tell people how they can buy your book, how they can contact you.
Okay. Amazon. That's the easiest way to buy my books right now. So it's Michelle Phillips.
Michelle with 2 L's.
2 L.
And Phillips with 2 L's.
2 L's, yeah. And there's another Michelle Phillips. I mean, of course, Michelle Phillips,
yes.
Mom and Papa's.
Right.
But another Michelle Phillips also that's done books on beauty or whatever.
Oh, so, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so my books, Michelle Phillips is spiritual. And my website is soulsawakening.com.
Soulsawakening.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, they can purchase my books on Amazon. So this book, though, I was in the shower this morning. I knew I was going to do your show, and Spirit always comes through, you know.
Yeah.
It seems like in the shower because
I know.
The water is just washing everything
I know. Away. I get the messages, too. Yeah. I laugh, you know, it's when you told me that, because I bet, yeah.
So anyway, this is the book that the creator wanted me to read out of.
Oh, okay.
As far as what's going on in our world right now and the creator's perception of it, as you could say, perspective.
Right. And now, I know before the show, you read it to me, which I enjoyed so much. And I just wanted to, you know, make sure people, when you make that reference to Sophia, maybe if you could explain a little bit before about that aspect.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So in the first book, The Creator Speaks, the creator was talking about how his heart opened. Where when he was creating in the beginning, it was more from the mind. And then he had this, he said, like a lotus flower rose opening up in his heart. And he started just experiencing this amazing love that he'd never experienced before.
Mm.
And then he felt like, oh my God, you know, here I'm the creator. How could I not know? Anyway, so he calls that love Sophia. So he says she is the feminine aspect of God, goddess, creation. And as you know, it's a feminine right now that's healing the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So he says his heart the feminine mother of creation. Her name is Sophia.
Okay.
So, but I also feel like, you know, everything's collective. So if people don't feel connected to Sophia, they can feel connected to Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary. I mean, all of these other really high feminine beings here, because mm-hmm. it's all one consciousness anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, in this book that came through this morning when I'm in the shower,
yes,
read this. Okay. So this is the creator. Okay. He says, you can choose to consciously match and merge into the morphogenic field of your higher intentions of love for yourself and the world. So he's going into that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because you are live from one consciousness of me, the creator, your light and love starts rippling through the collective DNA system, turning the light on in others. This creates a combustion of light that moves through, breaks open, and dissipates old karmic sound frequencies of fear. And then he goes into, you know, his intention. Every country has its own collective DNA where the consciousness of that DNA is being played out. Every religion has its collective DNA that is being played out. Each race has its collective DNA being played out. Many of you see and experience the earth and its people in despair and hopelessness. I see the earth and its people in great hope, love, harmony, and freedom. I see races of people that have moved beyond color and are marrying or coming together with other races and creating new blended races of people. I see the DNA of religions opening and blending with other religions, blending beyond creed and beliefs and opening their hearts to receive others and activating higher consciousness DNA. I see religions that are accepting and loving gays, allowing all people to love one another regardless of color, gender, or religious beliefs. This is moving beyond karmic DNA. I see people in oppressed countries who are fighting for freedom and who have moved beyond the fear of death. This activates a higher DNA consciousness for the people of the country. There is no death. Just a death of old belief systems, karmic agreements and contracts, and a rebirth of a new lifetime. I see children being born who are incarnating with the Christ I Am DNA wide open. I see children who are being born so conscious that those around them must pay attention. The DNA of these children is activating the collective DNA of those around them, and those around them are waking up through the love of these children. I see these conscious crystal children as the future of your world. I see dark clouds of my old DNA popping open and rainbows of light spilling and spewing out. I see a world that is coming together and supporting each other with the highest intention for all. I see a world that wants everyone to be safe and for all to have enough to eat. I see a world whose collective DNA is blending together, creating this symphony of sound so beautiful and loud with all notes of the scale, a song that is blasting away old karmic DNA. I see a world whose music is so beautiful that it creates rainbows of color that assist to shift all realities and consciousness. I see a world that blends together as one heart, as one love, and awakens a collective DNA of my and Sophia's heart.
Mm-hmm.
I see a world where all my heart and love of the highest creation, where all is my heart. I see a world where my DNA and your DNA blends together, where there's no time, distance, or separation. I see a world where my love and your love have created a DNA consciousness that is beyond any story. I see a world that is awakening into its full bloom of higher knowing, where beings from all planets and creations have come together on this great planet Earth to learn to blend all frequencies of creation together as one symphony of color and sound of creator DNA. My intention is for all of you conscious master co-creators to match and merge into the morphogenetic field of my truth for your world. As we merge together, we will create a symphony of color and sound so beautiful that all of the karmic souls of your world will awaken into their own magnificence and love. Earth. Our music will blend with their inner music and shift the world through karmic veils and back into my heart, your heart, our one heart and home of love. I love you. I am you, Mother, Father, Creator. I know that's
wonderful. It was so powerful and so uplifting to think that, you know, that is possible, mm-hmm. that was written, that was channeled, mm-hmm. and that we're able to speak those words out into the universe and into the ears of everyone listening, mm. and give us assurance that all is well on a certain level.
It really is. I believe that with my heart and soul. You know, we're just in a collective karmic completion right now. And the shadow is very strong, but the light's even stronger.
The shadow is strong.
But the light's even stronger, Kat. Look how many people are awakening. It's incredible. And everything that's being exposed and coming up right now. And from that, it gives people freedom. It doesn't feel like it, but it does. Because from that, then we have a choice. Where do you want to put mm-hmm. your energy? What do you want to match and merge with here?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an amazing time. And, you know, I've been doing this work for, feels like 100 years. For a long time. And I've heard so many times, okay, disclosure, everything's going to, and I'm got to the point. Yeah. You know, we'll see after 35 years of hearing this, but now it is all coming to the surface and being exposed. It's an exciting time. And from that, we get to take our power back from it. Yeah. We're not victims. We're not puppets.
Yeah.
We're not clones.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe some of us are. Am I a clone? Let me check.
But from that, again, we get to move into freedom within ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting to be here and also challenging.
Challenging.
With what's going on.
Yeah, because every day, you know, I know that... I have to almost like recalibrate, right? You know, I'll have a thought and I'll think of putting my life in a certain trajectory, mm-hmm. and then something shifts. And then it's like, you know, and I'm somebody that's a partner person. Mm-hmm. I like doing things together. Yeah. You know, you'll hear me say that, let's do this uh-huh. together. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's a little, it's challenging to be able to hear, be receptive mm-hmm. to the intuition and receptive to the messages being told. And then to be able to, you know, you've spent your lifetime learning how to do this, but then to communicate that appropriately to others around you mm-hmm. and allow them to have the choice. Do you want to get on the Kathleen train? Or the Michelle train, or the, you know, train.
The Linda train.
Yeah. And you know, and it's like people have to want to do it.
And I know it's challenging. I mean, people are so depressed right now from
difficult.
What's going on.
Yeah.
But this is that book, you know, the DNA Shifting Healing Reprogramming.
I wish we could show that book, but we're only audio. It's
always,
so pretty.
Always matching and merging with our environment. So if people are listening to the news all the time, oh my God, what kind of energy are we bringing in? Are they bringing into themselves? You know, like we talked about, I don't mm-hmm. watch it much, but when I do, because mm-hmm. my sister is more into, I want to say third dimensional than I am.
Yeah.
You know? And if I'm there, it draws you in. You know, it's hard to really move back from it. But it's really important to stay connected to our higher self, the higher consciousness of who we are. And, you know, the work I do, a lot of inner child work, is also connecting to the child inside of us, where we all have a little girl and boy inside of us. So the little girls are spiritual and knowing, are creative. Little boy is the intellect, the ego, the will, the part that goes forward in life. And many times they don't even know the other one exists. So as you start bringing them together, that also balances your emotions, your mind, you know, brings you into balance with the male and female inside. So it's important to connect with them and validate, give them everything that you didn't get when you were growing up. And as they start feeling loved and safe and secure, we, the adult, does, because we are the child. So you could say, like, they're our tree trunk here, our foundation, because a childhood is all the karmic stuff that we came into this lifetime, where we started picking up our belief systems and patterns. At the minute that the sperm hit the egg,
yes.
I mean, instantly we took on parents, ancestors, DNA, and patterns.
Right.
And we're the ones that agreed, okay, I'm going to come down in this lifetime. I'm going to clear it out.
Mm-hmm.
And as we clear it for ourselves, again, we start clearing it for our whole family unit.
Wow.
And when I started my work many years ago, like I said, being guided by Jesus and Mother Creator, and my son said to me, gosh, Mom, can't you see, even since you've been healing, Grandma and Grandpa are healing?
Oh.
So it starts shifting the whole family unit, because we're a link. It's collective. So as we clear it out of us and the old pattern tries to go on, there's no way it can move forward because this light link breaks it up.
Interesting. I'm reflecting back on my, I went home to Wisconsin a little while back, and, you know, it's, well, those of us that have been on this journey, our families have a hard time understanding us, having any interest in us sometimes, or feeling like, you know, somehow that we're, I don't know, sometimes it like feels like a threat to their current perception of life.
Yeah, they just don't understand.
And yeah. And it's hard because you know, I've spent my life going back and going back and going back and excited to go back. And then by the time...
But you're a higher vibration now, Kath, than you were last time you were back there. Yeah,
that is true.
Frequency.
That is true.
And a higher purpose.
That is true.
Yeah, it is. So when you went back this time, it's like, you know, putting a square in a circle or whatever, you know, where before you were very connected to them energetically. Mm. And now your heart still is the love, but your frequency no longer matches theirs.
Right. Yeah. You know, it made me feel sad in a way, but, you know, the reality check is so important to be congruent with yourself.
And I feel like we can, even if their consciousness is different, there's only love. You know, there's only love. I mean, we can love them for where they are and what they're doing. And obviously their agreement in this lifetime is not to awaken like you have or are continuing to do so, or I am.
Yes. And I know that so many people have, you know, family issues that are, make them feel bad somehow. And you know, coming to a resolution just in yourself is you know, usually the most difficult relationships are the ones with your family.
Oh my God, yeah.
I mean,
because
look,
they're the karmic relationships that we came into this lifetime to heal. So they're mirroring to us all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you're heading to Sweden.
I am. For 2 months.
2 months.
On a tour. Yeah,
on a
working tour.
Right.
Yeah.
I know you're very well known there in Sweden. And, you know, I know you have people that miss you when you're not there.
And I miss them. Yeah, family.
Yeah. Well, we have our blood family. We have our soul family.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Well, I've worked there over 30 years. And then I was engaged to a Swedish man at one time.
Oh, you were? Oh, yeah, something I didn't know about you.
Yeah. So I have a great community there, and we've grown so much together.
It's kind
of amazing. And I'm also fortunate in this lifetime to have an amazing family, biological family.
Oh, I know.
I'm so gifted.
I know.
Yeah, I really am. And even, you know, as I started really awakening spiritually and doing my work, I mean, they didn't understand. And my older brother really had issues with me. You know, he thought I was airy-fairy out to lunch. And of course, my mother, but the rest of the family was very supportive of me. You know, even if they didn't understand it, they still loved me.
Yeah.
And then my older brother, about 6 years ago, his daughter passed from a drug overdose.
Oh.
And as soon as she left, she contacted me from the other side. She wanted to talk to her daddy. So I contacted him and I said, I hope, Mike, I hope you don't think I'm overstepping my boundaries.
Oh, I know, we have to be so careful.
But Candace is here and she wants me to talk to you.
Oh.
She wants to talk to you through me, you know. And then she kept coming through. And of course, he knew what she was saying to him. I didn't have any understanding of.
Right.
Know? Yeah.
So he knew it was her.
Yeah, absolutely. So that just changed our whole relationship. And then when my son Frank passed, he's the first one that contacted me. He says, I booked a ticket, Michelle. I'm on my way. That was Hawaii.
Oh.
Yeah, coming full circle.
Oh. Yeah. You know, when your family or even anyone you know surprises you in a way that you just don't expect,
yeah,
it's just amazing and such a deep yeah. shift.
It's such a healing between us. Like when his daughter passed, he wasn't even going to have a service, you know, because she'd been addict off and on for so many years. I said, Mike, please have a service for her. And then the whole family was there, all of us, you know, my mother, everyone really supporting him through this. Yeah. And so when my son passed, same thing, everyone came to Hawaii. We had an amazing service.
Wow.
And the other thing I want to say is it's really important, people down here that connect spiritually, you have to have a spiritual connection, you know, to really be able to make it through all of this down here, whatever way that is.
Mm-hmm.
For me, of course, it's the Christ, you know, mm-hmm. the creator. I know other people are very connected to Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, whatever mm-hmm. it is. We need mentors.
Yes.
You know, that can really assist us to lift us into the higher vibrations to get through what's going on down here.
Right.
We cannot do it alone.
Mm-mm.
And we're not supposed to do it alone.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, I have some dear friends, Muslim friends who, you know, I didn't know, that was one religion that I did not do too much research uh-huh. on. And I was surprised that he told me, you know, they embrace Jesus too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I mean, it doesn't matter what you use. I did Namyore,
I did that too.
Yes, I mean, we did it all. You know, looking under every rock. Where is God? Gosh darn it. Where are you? I'm going to find you yet.
So it's really important that people have a connection to a higher conscious, your higher self, higher power.
Yes.
Yeah.
And forgiveness, you know, I mean, my partner, Michael, said something about forgiveness, the importance of forgiveness and forgiving yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that's another big, big issue that can interfere with our connection.
Oh, my
to
God.
Source,
yes, absolutely.
And
Ho'oponopono is really good for that. You know, Dr. Lentz that was in Hawaii and worked at this mm-hmm. hospital that mm-hmm. was insane. They couldn't mm-hmm. even keep people there.
Yeah.
And then he went to work there and he knew that every person in that hospital was him. And he just started looking at their charts because we are each other. We're one soul. You know, that's what the creator says. Like we're one cell consciousness. And mm-hmm. then we split from the oneness, come down here. And now we're coming back into the oneness. But he knew that. So he would look at people's charts and just say, I'm sorry and I love you.
Wow.
I'm sorry, please forgive me. I'm sorry, and I forgive you. And people started healing. I mean, look in our life, you know, when we were going through stuff, if someone had just said to us, you know, Kathleen, I'm sorry, and I love you. Or, Kathleen, I'm sorry, please forgive me.
You're right.
But we didn't have that. It wasn't the generation anyway that we grew up in.
Right.
I think now more and more people are open to that. But then people started healing. It was amazing. The whole hospital healed from it.
Well, again, for people that don't know, tell people what the verbiage is so that in case
it's
people.
It's Ho'oponopono. Yeah. And it's
Hawaiian.
Yeah, it is. It's Hawaiian. Yeah. I'm sorry and I love you. And I always start my workshops like this, Kathleen, in a group. We'll be in a circle
uh-huh.
and we'll look at each other, eye contact. I'm sorry and I love you. We just keep going to it. People start sobbing. Oh my God, all the pain coming up because no one ever told them that.
Yeah.
And then I'm sorry. Please forgive me. and then I'm sorry and I forgive you. And then, of course, in my workshops, we always go into ourself, you know, Michelle, I'm sorry and I love you. Michelle, I'm sorry, please forgive me. And then with God or spirit, because we're coming out of all this karmic energy, and so many people from other lifetimes or this lifetimes really have issues with God. Spirit. Oh,
God, that's
Catholic,
so true.
Yeah.
God never thought about that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so really
sure.
Forgiving God also. Or
that's
spirit.
True. I mean, really. I'm sure there have been times in our lives, certainly people in our audience listening,
uh-huh.
that you're just, you know, you got mad. I've gotten mad at God.
I have too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why would you do this to me?
I felt like that after Frank passed.
Oh,
I was so pissed off.
Oh,
you know?
For sure.
Like, I've been of service, you know, my whole life. How could you take my son from me?
Yeah,
moving through it. But, you know, the day Frank passed, which is interesting, I was just heartbroken. Mother Mary came to me and held me as I was sobbing. And she said, I know what it's like to lose a son. She said, I lost mine.
Oh.
And that's also when I got the title of the book we were going to do together, Surfing Through Heaven's Doorways, because Frank was a surfer dude, you know.
Yes.
The ocean was his life in Hawaii, and he said that was his meditation with God. So I got the title of the book, and then we did this book together. And as I was going through the grief and everything that's going through, they kept taking me up into the higher realms of what it's like when we leave the earth, or what we call dying and going home, you know, through the karmic board and all that. So that's all in the book also.
Wow.
The journey of what I went through. And also, when I came back to America, you know, I was still really torn up, and I was trying to find a support group, and I could not find one that could help me through it. I'm at one support group, and this woman, I don't know, lost her mother, and I'm going to grieve her for the rest of my life. And I'm thinking, I don't want to grieve him the rest of my life. And then another woman there, I could see her son that had committed suicide. I could see him standing behind her, but I couldn't say anything about it because the group wasn't high enough. You know, I'm like,
Michelle starts seeing all these dead people standing behind everybody, and like, oh,
what
God.
A journey it was.
Yeah.
So when you lose someone, you don't. It's interesting because Willie Nelson had a song that came out at that time about it's not something you get over; you just get through it, and you get through it.
Yeah, I mean, I still mourn my pets that died.
Oh my God, yes.
You know, they're my kids.
They are, yeah.
You know.
And then when I went back to Sweden after Frank passed, in my workshops, he started coming through in my workshops, because I'd take people through a process, and then a few of the women said, well, Frank said to me, and I went, what? You know, because he was right there communicating and talking to them. And so spirit, if we allow ourselves, the loved ones from the other side really let us know that they're with us.
Mm-hmm.
And then another woman came to the workshop, and she didn't know I'd lost, you know, my son. But she brings me these angel wings, and she goes, I don't know why, but someone up above told me to bring these to you, these angel wings. And we called Frank Angel Frank, you know. So we receive messages all the time from
if
loved
we
ones,
pay attention.
From spirit. We really do,
yes,
constantly.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And ask.
Mm-hmm. Ask.
Really ask.
That's right.
You know, when you ask, they're going to be there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
So now you're going to be in Sweden for a couple of months. I mean, if people wanted to have a session with you, you can do it by Zoom or phone.
No, I'm just swamped when I'm there. I'm really, really busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would have to be, I'll be back the middle of December. So it would have to be in December.
So people could contact you through
Correct.
Your website.
They can.
And so people can
Souls
know that you can do sessions. They don't have to be in person with you.
Oh, I do. So much of my work is long distance phone sessions.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because there's no time or distance.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. With everything energy and frequency.
Absolutely.
And all that stuff. So
all that stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff. So, of course, Michelle and I are in the Sedona area. And so Michelle has done, she's been a speaker at various places, and you're going to be a speaker at a conference.
Daughters of Heaven Conference. Yeah, the Center for the Christ Consciousness. And Michael Murdad actually channeled this book, Daughters of Heaven. So he's having a big conference there the end of this month. Mm-hmm. And you can also go online for it.
Mm. Oh,
you can.
Oh,
it'll be in person and also online.
Online. Yeah.
So I'm going to be a guest speaker there and some other really great speakers there. Mm. So again, it's Michael Murdad, the Church of the Christ Consciousness, so people could go online. And
oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So they could... Yeah. So at that conference, they could see you in action.
They can. And other great speakers are also healers. Yeah.
So make sure, again, tell people how to.
The Daughters of Heaven Conference is what it is. And it's at the Center for Christ Consciousness in Sedona.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, of course, what they wanted me to speak on was my connection to Jesus, you know, because he's
Christ consciousness.
Yeah.
Consciousness.
And he's been guiding me and pushing me and shoving me my whole life.
Kicking your butt.
Yeah. And it's interesting, when I first started awakening spiritually, like at the Holistic Health College, mm-hmm. you know, I thought, I don't want to do massage with people or whatever.
Yeah.
But then I could see inside their bodies and messages started coming through. And I just started taking people into past lives. I could see what it was like when they were in the womb, anyway, all of that. And I just said to Jesus, then, show me where you want me to go. Push me, shove me, hold my hand, whatever. Just get me there.
Yes.
And never, ever did I think I would be doing the work I'm doing globally. Never, ever. Mm. You know, in our family unit, I was the least likely to succeed. So you just really connect the spirit and ask, show me the way. Where do you want
me
to go?
Way.
And now I say, show me the way and walk gently with me.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, thank you, Kathleen.
Well, we are coming to the end of this, and it flies by whenever you're on my show. And coming right up is Kyle and Rodney have a different angle. I was a guest on their show as
great.
Well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're a couple of adorable guys that I love.
And wonderful.
Yeah. So, you know, I really, really appreciate you being on my show. And
thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My great pleasure. And I know that your work has taken a new leap, and I have the privilege of being able to experience. You've offered me to come to experience it next week.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, yeah.
Well, thank you again, Kath. I love you, and I love being with you and on your show and sharing our light consciousness.
Thank you.
Chatter, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All
thank
right.
you.
So with that, I guess we're going to close Wise Women. I hope all of you had a good time listening to this segment. And I look forward to having another great week ahead, and all of you enjoying this next coming week. And tune in to me again. This is Kathleen Francis signing off for Wise Women and Progressive Radio Voices. Bye-bye.